This is one of the reasons it's so hard to define. But in reality, international fascism drew from the same intellectual wellsprings as American progressivism. Indeed, American progressivism, the moralistic social crusade from which modern liberals proudly claim descent, is in some respects the major source of the fascist ideas applied in Europe by Mussolini and Hitler. Americans like to think of themselves as being immune to fascism while constantly feeling threatened by it. "It can't happen here," is the common refrain. But fascism definitely has a history in this country, and that's what this book is about. The American fascist tradition is deeply bound up with the effort to Europeanize America and give it a modern state that can be harnessed to utopian ends. This American fascism seems, and is, very different from its European variants because it was moderated by many special factors: geographical size, ethnic diversity, Jeffersonian individualism, a strong liberal tradition, and so on. As a result, American fascism is milder, more friendly, more maternal than its foreign counterparts. It's what George Carlin calls smiley face fascism, nice fascism. The best term to describe it is liberal fascism. And this liberal fascism was and remains fundamentally left-wing. This book will present an alternative history of American liberalism that not only reveals its roots in and commonalities with classical fascism, but also shows how the fascist label was projected onto the right by a complex sleight of hand. In fact, conservatives are the more authentic classical liberals, why so many so-called liberals are friendly fascists. Now, I'm not saying that all liberals are fascists, nor am I saying that to believe in socialized medicine or smoking bans is evidence that you are a crypto-Nazi. What I'm mainly trying to do is to dismantle the granite-like assumption in our political culture that American conservatism is an offshoot or cousin of fascism. Rather, as I will try to show, many of the ideas and impulses that inform what we call liberalism come to us through an intellectual tradition that led directly to fascism. These ideas were embraced by fascism and remain in important respects fascistic. We cannot easily recognize these similarities and continuities today, however, let alone speak about them, because this whole realm of historical analysis was foreclosed by the Holocaust. Before the war, fascism was widely viewed as a progressive social movement with many liberal and left-wing adherents in Europe and the United States.